Hello and welcome to Rick's Martini Bar. Here we are for another podcast. Today it's Rick Farmelo and Amanda Raymond, and we're going to learn about Comic-Con. And you guys have been to Comic-Con how many times?
Too many times.
How many times have you been there?
I've been there 7 years now.
7 years. Mm-hmm. Rick, how many times?
Three.
Since 2005.
Well, if you count the one I went to back in 1983, I don't know, four?
Then.
You went in 1983?
When it was at a hotel. It was like just a few rooms.
Now it's huge.
Now it's like a city.
Yeah. So it's in San Diego, for those of you that don't know it. And it comes, when is the date, Amanda?
It is July 22nd through the 25th. Preview night is July 21st.
And for it's the real nerds.
Officially, is it like a networking thing? Or what? I mean, is it an industry thing, technically?
It has become more of an industry thing lately. It's more about showing movie previews, and they have panel discussions with upcoming films. It used to just be about comic books and artwork and animation, and it's branched out into so much more. Basically, anything involving entertainment, whether it's gaming, whether it's film, whether it's animation, everything is now represented there.
And now for comic books, there's a guy in the back of the room with a box of comics. That's it. They barely let him in even.
But now it's kind of a celebrity hangout, too.
Kind of is.
I mean, Kevin Smith will be there, of course, I'm sure.
Well, there's bigger celebrities than that.
But no, but, well, Kevin Smith's a big celebrity.
But for most movies, like when Iron Man came out, Robert Downey was there with Gwyneth Paltrow.
Really?
Yeah. And
Johnny Depp was there.
Nice.
Johnny Depp came for Alice in Wonderland, yeah. Tim Burton, his first year was last year. He's avoided it ever since.
First and last year.
More than likely.
Knowing Tim, yeah.
And the highlight is, I don't know that much about it, but the highlight for me is seeing what you dress up as. Not just because it's interesting to see what Amanda wears, but it's interesting to see that Amanda can actually get Rick to dress up.
She only did that once.
And he's about
never
again.
It's a normal thing. It's not.
Well, he's always putting on masks and
hats. I did once.
In 83, who did you dress up as?
Little Archie? Nobody dressed up in those days.
Oh, in 83, nobody dressed up?
No, not one person.
Now
it's probably at least 35 to 40% of the population that attends Comic-Con dresses up. Especially on a Saturday, yes.
Wow.
It can be that high.
That much.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So
a lot of lightsabers and swords you have to dodge as you're.
And it's in San Diego. So do they have like showings, premieres, panel discussions, stuff like
that? Mm-hmm.
They do show a couple of sneak previews of films. That's mostly for industry people. But in general, what it is there's schedules throughout the entire day. There's five or six things going on at any given time throughout the day in different rooms, conference rooms, ballrooms. And you have to pick and choose which ones you want to attend, whether it's about TV or whether it's about films or whether it's about animation or there's people discussing whatever they want to discuss, whether it's about Mad Magazine or there can be any kind of – basically, it's anything is open. It's a free-for-all.
And this guy in the background singing, wouldn't be caught dead there. It's kind of a weird thing to have a Rat Pack bar setting for talk about Comic-Con because the two don't go together.
But if you were like a Hollywood executive and you were going to bank your money on a franchise, they're like the biggest Spider-Man, huge.
Yeah.
Iron Man,
huge following.
If you want your film to be a blockbuster and it's in the comic book genre or fantasy films, take it to Comic-Con because the hype will be so big. Everyone will rave about it the minute they see the previews and everyone will be, on their Facebook, Twitter, what have you, and the word will get out and your movie will be a success more than likely.
Yeah. I heard
if it's bad.
I heard this past week that they canceling the next James Bond.
Well, it's on hold, I think.
Because MGM's financial problems.
They'll do it. They'll just do it on hold until they either sell the studio or figure out what they're going to do. But they'll do it.
But they're making Thor and Captain America.
I think those are less risky. I think.
Really?
Yeah. I think Bond.
I think Bond would be the safest bet.
Well, they're careful.
You got a proven actor.
Well, they have to be really careful with Bond. It's a huge franchise. And they don't want to screw it up, so they're going to wait till.
And the last one didn't do so well, so.
Yeah, that's true. That one was a little dark. But we
should do a podcast on James Bond, man. That's what I can do an hour.
Well, how many James Bonds had hair on their chest? One.
Only one. Well, Sean Timothy Henry. Dalton might have.
I don't know. But anyway.
I don't remember, actually.
That formula is kind of the same formula that Iron Man is, right? You get the good actor, or Spider-Man. You get the lead, and then you bring in villains And
or, yeah, like I said, or Spider-Man. Get a good actor or Spider-Man.
No. So you bring in...
Tobey Maguire's not a good actor, and you're right.
Anyway, go ahead. But no, you bring in, like, the next Iron Man has got... who's our oh, you know who the villain in Iron Man is.
I remember now. I forget who it is. You know.
Mickey Rourke.
Our buddy.
Mickey Rourke, yeah.
He's
Mickey
our friend.
He's our buddy, yeah.
He's a nice guy.
So he will be the villain in Iron Man, but that has got to be the recipe now, is you bring in whoever the last dangerous, you know, the last Oscar loser is.
Nominee, but loser.
Scarlett Johansson's in this
one. It's Scarlett Johansson, too. Is she an Oscar? She's also an Oscar loser, I think. Wow. So, yeah, so that seems to be the franchise. So when you go there, so let's see. So outline for me, like, your weekend. Is it a weekend you go for Comic-Con?
It opens preview night is Wednesday night again. That's open to people get badges for the entire weekend or professionals. And that's when the exhibit hall only is open. There's no panels that night, really. It's just basically going in, checking out merchandise and meeting with people. And then Thursday through Sunday is when they have the different panels you can go to, and you have to kind of map everything out ahead of time because it's so humongous. There's so much going on. I mean, you really have to plan, okay, this is until 10 to 11, then this one's 11:15 to 12, and you have to know where everything is and where it's going. It's almost like having a class schedule for college. You have to figure it out ahead of time. But, yeah, it can be pretty complicated.
Don't forget Hall H.
Four or five that you want to see at the same time.
H stands for hell. It's like, you have to spend about 4 hours of your day working away to get into Hall H for the gigantic.
Hall H is the
There was a panel for Twilight on Thursday morning that was before the Alice in Wonderland panel, or after, which was a huge mistake on their part, because people camped out overnight to go to the Twilight panel. So people that wanted to see the Alice in Wonderland Tim Burton panel had to wait with all these, you know, crazy people that were going to stay overnight just for Twilight. So,
wow. And that, yeah, they're right. And I think they released the Alice in Wonderland preview last year?
Yes.
Right. So they'll do that. I'm sure there's something coming out that we don't know.
Mm-hmm. They showed it once, and Tim Burton got up and was ready to go, and let's show it again.
Oh, really?
He kind of rubbed his hand through his hair and said, okay.
Wow.
I felt bad for him.
It's fun. It's really, really, really crowded. But if you can have the, you know, sort of the right attitude. And there's still the dealer's room, which is still, that's probably my favorite thing. I mean, they do, the panels are cool because they'll do, obviously they do really popular things, but they also do like older things. Like they did a thing on Mad Magazine, they did a thing on Famous Sponsors of Filmland. So those of us who are older, you know, the older demographic, they do salute the older stuff too.
Cool.
And they have the dealer's room, which pretty much caters to anything. I mean, yeah, it's big gaming and that kind of jazz. But there's also artists and they're drawing, and there's also a old comic book section. There's an animation section, you know. So there's always something for everybody. So it's you can find stuff that you like. So that's pretty cool.
And do they ever bring any of the old comic people in?
Oh yeah,
do they?
Oh, all the time.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, they have old artists come in that will sign things.
Uh-huh. Awesome.
Yeah, all the old guys have been there at least once. Yeah.
Cool.
So yeah.
And you know, I bet you a preview they're going to show. That'll be the Green Hornet, right? Maybe?
I don't know.
Possibly. I think it comes out this year. I can't
remember. Oh, is it? Yeah. I don't know when it comes out. Do we know anybody who's in there? Did they said who's playing in the Green Hornet, though? No.
I can't remember.
I thought I heard that either Seth Green or Seth Rogen or some one of those guys.
It will not. Bruce Lee will not be in it. I heard that.
Neither will Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
No.
Right. Cool.
Van Williams will not be in it.
So how do you guys feel about the, I know they always talk about it going to Vegas. Would Vegas be a better venue
for it?
I
think that'd be horrible because you got strippers and comic book geeks. It's not a good mix. it's too completely.
Well, the problem with Comic-Con is it's very kind of, you know, nerd-oriented. There's lots of fantasy stuff going on, and Vegas is kind of more, you know, dice shows, strippers. It's a different culture of people that would attend something in Vegas as opposed to the
Comic-Con. I think it frankly would drop off. The attendance would drop off.
I agree.
San Diego's more of a family friendly town.
It is. People would not bring
their
kids to Vegas.
It's Comic-Con family friendly though.
Oh, there's tons of kids there. People would dress up their kids and bring them. There's like little Supermans and Spider-Man.
Then I don't want to go there.
Not as many. Not as many. You get enough as it is. Around the Olympics.
Yeah, I always spend like a day with 2,000 kids. I don't.
That's enough. No, it's not. There aren't a lot of kids, but it's you can do it. And the city's friendly, like I said, a family friendly city.
Now, my favorite part of the comic books. Maybe do they have a hall like where they have the X-ray glasses or the sea monkeys or?
I wish they did, man. I wish they still had that stuff. When I was a kid, I told this telling this the other day. When I used to read famous sponsors of Filmland, it'd be a full page ad and it said, "Who else wants to buy a live monkey?" And it was just a spider monkey with a little hunched over, you know, and it was $12.95, and you could send away for a monkey, a live monkey in a magazine. I mean,
and you bought a monkey.
I wanted to. My mom wouldn't like
it. Yeah, I probably wanted the monkey. Because
it was a real monkey. But they were sick. They stopped it after a while because they'd ship them from Africa or wherever.
And you could actually get a monkey from a comic book.
It is
awesome.
Mm-hmm. Those are the good old days, man. X-ray goggles. I mean,
so
onion
I
gum.
Correct. Green Hornet is Seth Rogen.
Seth Rogen is
Cameron
the Green
Diaz Hornet. Is the female interest.
Wow. Very good. You're so smart.
And Jay Chou is Kato. I don't
know. Seth Rogen, he's a little guy, right?
Seth Rogen.
He's a big guy.
He's kind of a big guy.
I thinking of Seth Green?
No, Seth Rogen is, yeah, Seth.
Who's the robot
Seth
chicken
Green.
Guy?
Seth Green.
Sorry,
Seth Rogen.
He was the guy that hosted.
I knew you were tall, but I didn't.
Seth Rogen's the guy who hosted that reality show where they ate like the weirdest things and.
We didn't clink glasses.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. Cheers.
It's not an official podcast without drinking.
Right.
There we go.
At the martini bar, you got to clink glasses. But anyway, I'm really fascinated by this monkey in the mail thing. So do you think they would put holes in the box?
They had holes in the box. I think it came in a cardboard box. You know, they'd ship it in an airplane, like a pet.
Wow.
But the thing is, you know, from Africa, it'd be
a couple
weeks.
I just bought the X-ray glasses. I didn't know you could get monkeys.
Yeah. I'm not talking to sea monkeys. I'm talking to spider
monkeys. No, that's what I want, a real monkey.
Yeah. But they stopped it after a while.
Okay, well, as usual, we've gotten off the track.
We always do.
From Comic-Con.
Take it where it goes.
And we're already past our time on the podcast. But Comic-Con, so will you guys
$1 a minute
give us a report after Comic-Con? But first,
yes.
Is it too early, Amanda, to release what you will be dressing
up
as?
Not at all. I will actually be a female version of the Green Hornet.
Ooh, really timely?
Yes.
Very nice. Good call.
We're trying to find a cute little Asian friend for her to be Kato.
Ooh, I might like that.
That's an open call. I'm just going to watch and I'll be the ringleader.
So what are you going to be? You're not dressing?
No.
Oh, come on, Amanda. You can dress up.
I did it once. That's another podcast. My experience of dressing up as Dread Pirate Roberts.
He has vowed never to do it again.
I dressed up as Dread Pirate Roberts.
From Princess Bride.
Thinking nobody knew who I was because I had a mask on, a headband. You can only see my mouth. And I went to this panel. It was an animation panel, and a bunch of my friends saw me walking. I must have been 100 yards away. They're like, "Rick!" And they're like yelling, and they're laughing, and it was like, I was like, oh, nobody will know me in this. And everybody did, so. And I
cool.
still hear about it. Anyway.
Well, thank you. It was a great podcast, and we want to hear all about Comic-Con when it's over. And get some pictures. We'll put them up on the website. We'll put some of the pictures of you from the previous years, especially the one of Rick wearing his costume.
No, I want to see. Yeah, let's please do that.
We'll put that up on the website, and you can get this podcast at www.mccartymetro.com.
$11.99 per copy.
It's free, and don't forget to send in your viewer mail. And just a thing about the viewer mail: this is a podcast, so we record it, and then it's over. So if you send mail. It's great that you send mail, but it's like we can't just like answer.
And don't call the house. These midnight calls, we don't like that.
So don't expect a quick answer, but we'll answer them.
We'll answer all the questions.
Answer all the questions. But thank you for listening. Thank you, Amanda. Always a delight.
Keep those post-its
and Rick,
coming.
You got to dress up for Comic-Con. So from Rick's Martini Bar. Thanks for visiting, and we'll see you next week.
See you real soon.